This is a paid message from GoFundMe. Meet Juan Naula. When his son was hospitalized for a viral infection, Juan started a GoFundMe to pay for medical expenses.
It was $5,000 to pay the bill for my son, and I needed only 22 hours. It was amazing. People really trust on GoFundMe.
How did Juan raise $5,000 in less than a day? He posted a short video on GoFundMe, telling his story in 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Be specific, be quick, and tell what are you going to be using the funds for. I was nervous to do it because it doesn't feel okay to ask money, but you shouldn't be nervous. Sometimes you just have to do it and see the results. We were able to save my son's life. Thanks to GoFundMe that we still have my son with us.
Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This message reflects one person's experience.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Making babies here in Lunchtime Live, 087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number for your questions and queries. Aoife Kenny, who is a clinical midwife specialist in lactation at the National Maternity Hospital, is with us in studio today to talk about breastfeeding, the column challenges, how to navigate them, and really to answer listener questions. Aoife, thanks a million for popping into us.
Hi, Andrea. Thanks for having me.
You might just explain to listeners, first of all, what you do at Holles Street.
Of course. So I am a lactation consultant, which really means I help women and their babies find their natural rhythm with feeding, be that exclusively breastfeeding or combination feeding or pumping.
Yeah. So, and is that something you do when, you know, I suppose pre-birth, or are there discussions, is there support before you actually have the child?
Yeah, I guess I wear many hats in my role. So during pregnancy, there is an opportunity for families to come into Holles Street and attend antenatal classes. We run two a month, which there's a Zoom class and a face-to-face class. In the past year alone, there's been a 50% increase in attendance, which is just amazing. Mm. So it's a two-hour class with myself or one of my amazing colleagues, talking about, I guess, the natural common challenges, the most important thing really, position and latch, and I guess expectations of breastfeeding.
How are our breastfeeding rates in Ireland?
Unfortunately, the rates in Ireland are low. However, as I said, in view of the increase in the education around breastfeeding and I guess parents seeking more support, the rates in Holles Street are rising. So I'm quite hopeful we will be noticing a national increase.
Yeah.
There's a lot of support to educate parents and staff in the community and in the hospitals. It's a positive time.
Okay. So for somebody maybe listening today, maybe they've just had their baby, you know, in recent weeks and they're encountering some challenges. And I know there's specific listener questions coming in and we'll get to those maybe even in a moment. But where do you start if somebody is experiencing challenges, you know, when the baby's born?
So I guess, like, especially we talk about this in the classes, and especially I review multiple families a day. Common challenges, I guess, that we come about would be, I guess, physical issues, like nipple pain and, I guess, difficulty with position and latching. So I guess it's normalising that this is a brand new skill. So it's supporting parents on how to guide baby onto the breast correctly and, I guess, empower them that in their breastfeeding journeys. So I guess it comes with reviews and then follow-up supports as well.
Okay. This texter's got in touch, Aoife, to say, my wife has been exclusively breastfeeding for about 6 months now.
Yeah,
she's absolutely exhausted. I'm trying to get her to introduce bottle feeding, but she's resistant. So I'm wondering, as the dad, what should I do?
Yeah, and that's a great question. And it's so lovely to have a partner sort of message and sort of seek support.
Yeah.
Like, breastfeeding is a family dyad and it really takes a village really on this kind of journey. At 6 months, the World Health Organization recommends that women exclusively feed for 6 months. And this would be an opportunity when parents reach this milestone is, I guess, to offer solids. So bottle refusal, unfortunately, can be an experience for some families. So I guess it's just about seeking support and guidance, because every baby is different. So something that they might read online might not be appropriate or relevant for their baby. So I guess I'd encourage the stad to seek support either in the community. There's amazing breastfeeding support groups all scattered around Dublin, the Leash League and Quidju. So it's about sort of leaning into healthcare professionals for this sort of milestone.
Okay. Listener says, I'm due to go back to work next month after 9 months of maternity leave. I want to wean off feeding before I return to the office if I can. Have I left it too late now, or what might be the best way to try and manage this?
Yeah, great question. So I guess there could be a few options for this mum. Once again, it's seeking support, and I'm going to sound like I'm going to just answer it. That'll be my first answer really for all these questions, because like any skill, it really does need support. But I guess to introduce a pump would probably be the best sort of method here. And I guess it's not to go all guns blazing. It's about sort of potentially introducing a pump slowly, like once or twice a day, to start building up supply and giving your baby time to normalize like bottle feeding. And then, yeah, I guess seeking support once again, a lactation consultant to come out to the home. I guess mum should definitely link in with work as well. It's very important that I guess she's respected and supported in a work environment. So to ensure that there's a breastfeeding room, that there's pump supplies, that there is a fridge for mum to store milk.
She's pumping as
yeah,
well.
Exactly.
Okay. My newborn baby still won't latch. I'm wondering what can I try to maybe to get her to do so, or to help her to do so.
Okay. Great question. I guess it'd be interesting to know what age this baby is, but the most important thing with supporting a baby to latch would be that mum is positioning baby correctly. So like if we were, when we eat, we face our food, and that's the same with the baby. So the baby really needs to be leaned in tummy to tummy with mum. Baby needs to be supported correctly, nipple to nose. Baby needs to be brought to mum. And I guess different positions can also support a deep, effective latch also. So if mum is really, I guess, only making use of one position, I'd encourage her to try multiple other ones.
Different position.
Exactly.
Okay. A texter says, my supply is very low, Aoife. I keep being told that breast is best, but I'm worried that actually the baby just isn't getting enough.
Yeah.
Is it okay to add in formula while breastfeeding?
Oh, that's a great question. I guess once it's an informed decision, sure, it's your body, your baby, your boobs. So if that is going to work for your family, of course. I guess common challenges that I face daily would be, of course, practical issues. But I think one of the biggest common challenges for a lovely mum would be lacking in confidence. And I feel women can be very quick to doubt themselves and their ability at times to breastfeed. But like any skill, it takes time and once again, support. So this mum thinks she has a low supply and she's concerned that her baby might not be getting enough. But actually, the baby might be feeding well. There might be a different sort of issue going on. So I definitely encourage this mum to seek support.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Listener says, I found breastfeeding was great. No getting up to heat bottles and everything else that goes with that during the night. Definitely the easiest option for me. Not a question, just a point I wanted to make, says this texter. Another listener's got in contact to say, my mum-in-law is really pushing breastfeeding on me. I'm 38 weeks. I do plan on breastfeeding, but I'm worried that it mightn't actually be all that easy. So I'm wondering, what plan should I put in place now, as I'm best prepared, or as best prepared as I possibly can when the baby comes?
Okay. I guess what would be great for this mum to do would be to attend an antenatal breastfeeding class, so that she has, I guess, foundation and knowledge in the norm expectations of what will happen over the course of the few days. I think family and society and sometimes online pages can make women sort of doubt their abilities, and it can add unnecessary stress. So potentially this mum also has to protect her energy and her boundaries also, and I guess, yeah, maybe don't take on all the advice that she's hearing and just focus on herself.
And it's probably hard, that, because I can only imagine between you know, online social media pages and forums and various different things telling you how you should do it or how you should feel. I can only imagine it's got to be very difficult. Got to be very difficult for people. Listeners got in contact to say, finding breastfeeding very difficult with my second child. It was no problem with my first. Is there a reason it could be so different the second time round? Perhaps should I get my hormone levels checked? I'm curious.
I think what's important to note is that every baby is different. And yes, potentially the first journey was, I don't think it was, like you can say, smooth and plain sailing, because I'm sure that mum worked very hard. But like every person, we can't expect our little babies to be the carbon copies. So I think it's just to for this mum to be gentle on herself and to acknowledge that she has the skills and she's doing her best. But potentially, just this baby needs a little bit further support. So once again, maybe alternating the position and having a breast assessment well, and a feeding assessment will really help this one.
Okay. This listener is worried about their caffeine intake while breastfeeding. Aoife, I haven't noticed any adverse effects, but would it be better to just switch totally to decaf?
Oh, great question. Not necessarily. So similar to breastfeeding, similar to being pregnant, I guess when you're breastfeeding, you do have to be somewhat conscious of your consumption of coffee. The World Health Organization recommends around 200 milligrams, which is like a barista, like flat white, and maybe like a tea. Mm. So I think for this mum, potentially just to be aware of like what time she's taking the coffee, whether she maybe has it just a bit more earlier in the day, and potentially her babe will be fine then. But if she feels it is impacting her baby or the baby's sensitive to it, that could be a good option. Yeah.
And just a final question. This texter says that they got a nipple piercing many years ago. I'm wondering, will this be an issue for breastfeeding?
Not necessarily, but definitely link in with a lactation consultant in the hospital. I've worked with so many mums with nipple piercings. The main thing is it needs to be out and we'll be good. We'll be fine.
Yeah. So just, you do need to probably flag it though in advance.
I think so. And how you would flag it. So attend a class. Every Friday in Hollis Street, we run a hand expressing class. So women and their partners come in 9:30 to 10:30, and this is where we talk about antenatal harvesting. We have a free pack, we chat all things about hand expressing, but also it's a great opportunity to meet me before the few in the early sort of the later stages of the pregnancy. And if you wanted me to, I guess, do a breast assessment, I'd be more than happy to do that.
Listener says, not a question, but Aoife was my lactation consultant when I had my daughter and had latch issues. She resolved the issues with positioning advice. It was key in my successful breastfeeding journey, so just grateful for her kindness and support. So nice to get a positive positive feedback.
Thank
as well. Aoife Kenny, clinical midwife specialist in lactation at the National Maternity Hospital at Hollis Street. Aoife, thanks a million for coming in.
Thank you so much.
To answer listener questions, not at all, this Wednesday afternoon.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.